Compared to the cities or the states, the Sitka School District's finances are in unusually good shape as the school board looks at its budget for next year. Board members are managing a deficit of only $95,000 compared to the $2 or $3 million deficits of recent years. Still, the district bears much of the annual cost of operating Sitka's Performing Arts Center. Expenses at the PAC run to about $250,000 a year. Although it's unlikely that the board would close the building under the current budget scenario, supporters of the PAC weren't taking any chances. Dance instructor Melinda McAdams told the board that she put 225 dancers on stage last year, performing for over 2,400 audience members. McAdams started her dance programs almost 20 years ago in the old Edlin Street Gym. She said that the PAC had a noticeable effect on students.
They stand taller on that stage. They are proud of their work. They realize that the adults in their lives respect what they're doing because they've built themselves this beautiful space to be in. So although dance is not taught as a specific subject in the school district, I think that not everyone is drawn to sports. I think students need their extracurricular activities. Dance is one of those things, and the Performing Arts Center is where that happens.
That sentiment was echoed closely by student Jordan Gagne, who plays baseball, performs on the trumpet, and also dances.
When I dance at the PAC, I feel respected, I guess, because that's really the only place in Sitka that is made for dancing and playing the instruments and, like, drama.
Student Ella Lubin also spoke on behalf of the PAC, which now serves as the headquarters of the Sitka Jazz Fest, which brings in students from around the region and talent from around the country. Christian Litton graduated 15 years ago from the music program at Sitka High and clearly remembers being outclassed by facilities elsewhere.
When I was a kid, we would go over to Juno and Ketchikan and perform in their auditoriums, and for us it was like, this is amazing. We've never had a space like this to perform. And so getting to be in an auditorium over there was amazing. And I know that now kids come to this auditorium. Watching the jazz festival this last weekend, it's unlike any other experience as a performer.
Parent Wendy Alderson reminded the board that the local volunteer committee known as FOPA, the Friends of the Performing Arts, did not expect the district to go it alone. The renewed effort to sell sponsorships at the PAC had generated real cash.
I think FOPA was great in that they presented you with $12,500 check. And so, you know, there's certainly people out there willing to put their money where their mouth is and work hard to keep the PAC viable.
School board members have heard impassioned testimony on behalf of the PAC before, especially in the last couple of years when the facility was in more jeopardy from an uncertain budget. Board member Eric Van Sice maintained that the PAC is an economic driver for Sitka and could ultimately be self-supporting. He didn't want advocacy for the PAC or for the school to ease off just because the district wasn't in a deep financial hole.
It's easy to look at the numbers and say, I can see the general public thinking, okay, we can let our foot off the gas pedal. It's only $95,000. This new budget process, it's year to year. There's so many things that are absolutely out of our control as a district. And it's not just about Sitka. It's, you know, statewide, it's nationwide. So it's very tenuous.
Although at least 24 residents attended to support the PAC at the board's first budget hearing, there was also testimony on other issues. Susan Brandt Ferguson is the music teacher at Kiku Shiheen. She thanked the board for their support of the arts, but her testimony was as a parent.
I would also like to encourage the board to consider getting a counselor full-time back at Blashley. I think it's unconscionable to have no certified, qualified social work background person at Blatchley.
The board also heard testimony encouraging a more structured after-lunch program at Blatchley and for the return of more foreign languages at Sitka High. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.